Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into a fascinating development in the world of finance and crypto. Buckle up, because the FDIC is changing the game.
Whoa, hold on. The FDIC? I thought they were like anti-crypto? What's going on?
Exactly. That's what makes this so interesting. They're actually revising their policies to allow U.S. banks to not only manage cryptocurrency assets, but even offer tokenized deposits. No prior regulatory approval needed. It's a complete 180.
No way. Tokenized deposits? That sounds like checking accounts on the blockchain. Is that even possible?
Apparently so. According to Barron's, that's exactly what this could mean, merging traditional checking accounts with blockchain tech. Imagine the possibilities. It's a huge shift in banking as we know it.
But why the sudden change of heart? The FDIC seemed pretty set against crypto before.
Well, it seems like a combination of factors. Acting FDIC Chairman Travis Hill admitted during a Senate hearing that the previous policies were hindering banks from participating in the crypto sector. There were delays, excessive scrutiny, you name it. Banks were basically getting slapped on the wrist for even thinking about crypto.
So what pushed them to finally change course?
A lawsuit by Coinbase seems to have played a big role. They sued for greater transparency, leading to the release of 175 internal documents. These documents, by the way, revealed that the FDIC sent pause letters in 2022 to 24 financial institutions, basically telling them to stop all crypto-related activities.
Pause letters? It's like they hit the brakes on the entire industry.
Precisely. And Coinbase's chief legal officer, Paul Grewal, claims the FDIC is still withholding information. He called out the previous FDIC leadership for allegedly lying about the extent of these pause letters. Pretty dramatic stuff.
Wow, so the FDIC was actively trying to stifle crypto adoption. I'm shocked.
It seems that way. According to the released documents, the FDIC's main concerns were Bitcoin's volatility, reputational risks for banks, and consumer protection. Valid concerns, but their approach, questionable.
I see. Interesting. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. So now banks can freely manage crypto and offer tokenized deposits. What does this mean for the future of finance?
It's a huge step toward mainstream crypto adoption. It could lead to more accessible and regulated crypto services, potentially bridging the gap between traditional finance and the digital asset world. But there are still questions about security, regulation, and the overall impact on the financial system.
Definitely a lot to unpack. This is a massive development, and we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. And that's all the time we have for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.